Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your man, Gassed Up or Passed Up. Life. Type it in the web browser and follow me on Instagram. Today's interview episode, we will be dropping featuring none other than the High Rocks USA Director of Sport, Certified Nutritionist and Personal Trainer, Do Your Rumble Boxing Coach, Lauren Kittinger. All right, follow her on Instagram, LaurenKittinger. All right. Lauren has been my main point of contact through Body District and the High Rocks ecosystem. So whenever I was introduced to High Rocks as the Body District manager, I immediately thought that this was something that we have to be a part of, okay? There's a mission and a vision, and both of the missions and vision line up not only for us, but for the people that we want to impact, all right? So, yeah, man, I'm super excited to introduce you all to the High Rocks community if you have not yet been introduced to it. And I'm also very excited to introduce you all to Lauren and just show you all how much passion was relayed through this episode. You can also catch this on YouTube. I'll be dropping the video today at 5:45 as well, so you can catch this anywhere and everywhere. All right, that's about it. All right, thank you all for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, comment, do all of that good stuff. All right, this isn't about me. It's not about Lauren. It's about all of us. Okay, so much love. You know where I'm at. If you need me, go ahead and reach out. Peace.
I have the audio on here.
There I am.
Oh, gotcha.
It was me. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Just got off of a status call.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Pretty good.
Good.
Germany has, they have a break, like the whole country, I think, like this weekend. So
yeah.
Today's our Friday. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So Thursday, Friday. Gotcha. Yeah. So how are they doing out there? In terms of, I know we kind of touched on it briefly the other day, but, you know, how is like their response to everything that's going on compared to what we're going through?
Yeah. I mean, it is a little bit different, I think, especially for, you know, our company is split into two different countries. So we've got Germany, and we've got New York City. New York City is the absolute worst. I mean, it's the hotspot for this entire, you know, coronavirus right now. So we have pretty different views on the precautions that we need to take at the moment, but everyone is staying safe. I mean, they're all working from home, and we're working from home. And I think, you know, we're just doing what we can. We're keeping our nose to the grindstone. I mean, we've got a big season
y'all
coming
are.
Up. We don't have time to, you know, wait around and twiddle our thumbs and like wait for this to pass. Like, we're still working toward our September launch for the next season.
That's good. That's awesome to hear. No, thank you. This is actually the first of the true like recorded Zoom podcast calls.
Yay!
So, you know, I'm super excited to be hosting High Rocks, and of course you, Lauren. You've been my main point of contact the entire time that I've been associated with High Rocks. So I want to, you know, thank you for everything that you've shown me and brought to me. And like I told you the other day, this was a test that I needed myself. And, you know, I think that a lot of other people can get something from it. And, you know, that's why we're here today, to kind of shed some light on, you know, what you all do, why you do it, and why people like me and everybody around me believe in what you all are doing. So,
yeah, definitely. I mean, even just what you said now, it's like, I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You said, thank you. You're welcome. But it's kind of, I think all of us have kind of experienced that. I mean, I like, even for me, it's like, I'm so grateful and appreciative and so glad that I fell into High Rocks.
Yeah.
Like, you find High Rocks and it kind of puts a whole, you see, it sounds cheesy, but you see things through like a different lens all of a sudden.
No, for sure.
Like, you're not invincible.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, it's like there are challenges and,
and
you know, you work to get through them.
No. Yeah, that's true. And you know, that, it's a challenge that I needed for a long time, a long, long time. And so, and you know, the even more than the challenge was, you all had people there that really were there to push you through, and it not in a commercial way. Like none of it was commercial. And so I was as much pain as I was in, I was so excited and just pumped for the next year the entire time. I was like, yo, this thing is whooping my ass right now. And I just can't wait to come back, because this was unacceptable on my part. But you know, all of this, I'm just looking around, running, my legs are just moving, not really thinking about moving, but they're moving. And yeah, it was a great time. So, you know, with that being said, and something that I wanted to, you know, ask you, how you all kind of, without giving away too much information, you know, what's you all's mindset on how this industry is changing right now, and, you know, what may come moving forward, and, you know, what role are you all looking to play in the next basically wave of, you know, what the fitness industry looks like?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And it's definitely something that every fitness company is entertaining right now, like trying to figure out how everyone's going to move forward from this. We are a community building event, right? We're an event for everybody. Mm-hmm. Anyone can compete. Anyone can finish it. Right. If you really work for it. We have like a 98% completion rate.
Yeah.
So the point there is that the events aren't going anywhere. The fitness landscape as a whole, and we chatted about this a little bit, mm-hmm. I think is definitely going to change. Yeah. It's sad because a lot of these smaller gyms and studios that we've all loved, I think many of them won't be around after this.
Yeah.
And it's really sad that something like this, that's so out of your control, can put someone out of business.
Right.
And all of those clients are going to be looking for another avenue. They're going to be looking for either another gym. They're going to be looking for a personal trainer. They're going to go to at-home workouts. So it's up to fitness companies to adapt or die.
Right.
I mean, you have to figure out, you have to kind of ride this wave with the consumer and figure out where they're going to go. Yep. and then, you know, meet them there. Exactly. You got to be there. We're all in the same boat at the end of it. And no one knows how this is going to pan out. So all we can do is wait and see and be smart about what the, you know, what the customer wants and how we can provide that.
Right. And so I feel like you all have, and the way that it was set up whenever we went through this last High Rocks competition, you know, the kind of the disbursement of the groups and the people, you know, how everyone goes through it. I actually really liked that because, you know, there may be, and this is for a whole different reason than someone else may like it, but for instance, I wanted to race Hunter. I didn't know what Hunter was racing in, what he was doing. I just met him when he pulled up at the gym and I was like, yo, I want to race him. And I told my homie, yeah, that was, I was like, I don't know like who this guy is really. I want to race him. And so when we got there, and I think, because Hunter did the doubles, I believe, at this last one.
Hunter did pro. No, Hunter, but we had a doubles CrossFit team that he was kind of competing against.
That's what,
but he raced pro.
Yeah. So I remember that, and I was standing next to my boy. I was like, man, I wanted to race him, yo. And then he was like, all right, you talking a lot before this starts. And then so as it started, like four exercises in, I looked at my boy. I was like, yo, I'm kind of glad I wasn't racing him this year.
He's an animal.
He's a beast. And
yeah.
And it's, and then, you know, like I love watching him right now, because watching, you know, there are different levels to this, what we call fitness right now. And, you know, it's very beneficial for people of all levels to be able to look up just one level, maybe just one. And instead of mm-hmm. people looking from, you know, the bottom to the top, for instance, me looking up, seeing, you know, Hunter doing all this stuff, these workouts and things he does at home, that's great. People have people in the High Rocks community that no matter the level of fitness, you know, if you search through that High Rocks hashtag or the High Society hashtag, you're going to find people of every fitness level that you can go out, you can reach out to, you can connect with and things like that. And that's something that I've paid a lot of attention to. And, you know, I had to show my appreciation to you all through this for that, because that's something that a lot of people, you know, really take for granted right now, is that that ability to create a true online, you know, family and community. And y'all been doing a great job of that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. To touch on again, the everybody. So you said there's like different groups, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So we have a pro division, right? But we don't say that we have like a beginner's division or anything like that, because it kind of works without even thinking about it. It is kind of linear. Yeah. Like if your entry into HYROX can be a doubles competition, which by nature is going to be a little bit easier, right? Because your partner can take over. It's a you go, I go. From there, you progress and you do like a regular open. And then from there, you go a pro,
right?
And you see how the level of competition changes from division to division, and all of a sudden in pro you've got, you know, these guys moving weight that,
yeah,
it's not easy.
And the thing is, like, dudes of all ages too, women and all, like, of all ages doing fitness pros and all that. And I thought that was crazy, because there was a guy in our group that I believe I asked him, and I think he was in his upper, his late 40s. And dude was like pacing with me the entire time. And well, he actually finished before me, but he was pacing with me the whole first like four exercises. And I was just like, yo, this cat is killing it right now. And so, you know, for everybody that there's no, and you know, that it's a mental thing too, just to be able to say, you know, I want to do this. I'm going to let myself go through this. You know, it's something that a lot of us need, and there aren't very many places we can do that if we're not professional athletes. So.
Exactly. And that's like one of the holes that we want to do. It's like, if you ask people now, what's your sport? Yeah. What do you do? Yeah. A lot of people are like, I just work out. Right. Yep. So everyone's saying that like fitness is their sport, but there's not really like a place where you can like compete in indoor fitness without having to qualify.
Right.
I mean, the CrossFit Games are like top of the top, right? It's like the best of the best. And to get into those, it's not easy. And so this was kind of a way to like get people into the functional fitness space without having to qualify for anything.
Yeah. And doing it internationally as well, so
yeah,
that's awesome. So with on that note, how has, you know, you all being, you know, international, split by this body of water, how has that played a role in either you personally or as a team that you've noticed, but the building of relationships, the trust that you have to have, the, you know, just the more of the micro, you know, team focus. What are some things that you've noticed in that area that you've, you know, you've come to appreciate during this time, and then even beforehand? Because, you know, HYROX isn't all about COVID and quarantine and all that, you know. So I'm sure that you've had a lot of great experiences throughout this entire endeavor. So, you know, I kind of want to pick your brain on that note.
Yeah, I mean, it's my first time working with a company that has such a great time difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, that plays a role. Our meetings are like always in the morning so that we can have them on the call. And it's like, I had a meeting yesterday at 2 PM and someone in Germany called in. It was 8 PM. He's like, I gotta go watch Tiger King and then go to bed. I'm like, do it. It's late.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that plays a role, but it's interesting because the culture first of all, they almost always, there's someone from the German team in the US office. Okay. So we know them very, very well. They kind of like rotate through, they come to a lot of our US events. So we all know each other. We all have a great relationship. But they, you know, it's interesting. The culture in Germany is a lot different than the culture in the US. And you wouldn't, I didn't expect that when I came onto this team, because I'm thinking, you know, Western Europe and US, right, what's, it's like the same, but it's really not. And we've found that a lot within the fitness environment specifically. Hyrox was kind of the first big fitness thing in Germany.
Okay.
I mean, they have, you know, they have CrossFit,
yeah,
but they don't have like a Barry boot camp or like a Rumble Boxing or these like boutique studios that are so common in the US.
Yeah.
Like Orange Theory is everywhere in the US.
Right.
So everyone's already doing fitness. So getting Hyrox off the ground in the US has taken a little bit more time because people are so into what they're already into.
No doubt.
And what's been awesome is that when I came onto the team, you know, my German counterparts, they were like, listen, we know what's been a success here. This is what we did. Take it, use it. But if something on here doesn't make sense, change it. Like every single one of us has been given the freedom to truly like adapt anything to the US. Even small things, like we created a banner and the banner was like great in Germany. And in the US, I was like, no one's gonna hang this banner in the US. It was little tweaks,
yeah,
you know, that just make it a little bit more, make US athletes connect with it just a little bit more.
Right.
So it's been interesting and it's given all of us an opportunity to get really creative,
yeah,
and think about, you know, think a little bit more strategically about who the audience is and how we approach things on a country by a country basis.
Right. Right. That's funny. Yeah. That's crazy. Cause I was talking to, I can't remember if I mentioned this to you, but whenever the company Alex, they came over, I mentioned to them, I was like, you know, the demographic in, because in Germany, I almost feel like the term athlete, more people would take that term and apply it to themselves than here in America. And I told them, I said, the marketing is completely different. It's so opposite just because I've never looked into marketing to German individuals. But as soon as I realized Hyrox was a German-based entity, I started looking at, okay, let me see what's going on over there and what it looks like to speak to Germans about fitness, because I don't know what that looks like. And then if I want to be involved with these people, I need to know what that looks like. So I started looking at it and I was just amazed by how different it is from here in America and how it's actually about not the product necessarily as in the product being a gym or anything like that, but the product of, you know, I'm actually progressing in my fitness, in my health, no matter whether I'm doing it on the food tip at home. I don't like using this word too much, but it's almost a more like holistic fitness approach. And
yeah.
And here, you know, I'm an American, so I probably fall to it too, but it's very, there are times where it's very pretentious. It's very, you know, we do a lot of things that we see other people do because we think that, you know, if I do something someone else is doing, I'll see the results someone else sees. It's a lot of outside focused and our marketing represents that. And so Germany's marketing from the Hyrox and everything that I saw that dealt with that, it was completely just the opposite and it made sense. And so,
yeah,
and that's another, you know, that's something America needs, is that presence of, you know, just like what you stand for, anybody, body district, it's a body of people coming together to, you know, to accomplish one goal, to reach one vision. And, you know, all of that, there are very few people here that try to make their stamp, you know, in that way. And y'all have done a great job. And so where did the Hyrox idea start?
Yeah, so I actually kind of started to get into that, but it's a very long story. But essentially it started as like a way to fill that hole of people who consider themselves, you know, athletes or fitness as their primary sport and didn't have a place to compete for that and wanted that competition. We had all of our workouts designed by someone who was in the special forces. And she actually looked at each of the eight workouts and built them based on the functional needs of an athlete. So the workouts themselves are chosen very, very specifically. And that's why we're not planning on changing them in the foreseeable future, like ever. Because they're, you know, they're workouts that everyone can do. It's not like crazy skill. It's not an Olympic lift or something that takes an insane amount of coordination. You know, it's quick, explosive movements that anyone can do. I mean, anyone should be able to carry two kettlebells, right? And walk. So it's just, yeah, they're heavy. And yeah, it's going to be 200 meters, right? So it's a little bit further than maybe you would do it. But so that's kind of where it stemmed from. We have, we actually have three CEOs. They're evenly split and each one of them provides like an amazing benefit to the company. I mean, they've all three contributed like a wealth of knowledge. So it's so interesting that they've all come together and created this awesome, awesome product that taps into everyone.
And for them to come, you know, whenever a team like that forms, you know, it's not just to do something real quick. There's a definite purpose behind.
Oh yeah.
That the conversation. See, I would love to be able to time travel and place myself in the room or on the phone call that they had whenever they were like, okay, you know what? Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah.
And then just because that feeling of they know exactly what's about to happen, maybe not exactly what's about to happen, but they know what they're doing and why they're doing it, and that feeling and that those I just love being a part of those kind of conversations. And then for this to be blossoming as it is, I know they're thrilled to be having all this stuff happen, and to have a team like you all that are responding how you are during these times, I'm sure is something that they are very appreciative of.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we all, like you said, it's so much more than COVID, right? Like take COVID out of the equation completely.
And
we all feel so lucky to be a part of something that's being built kind of in those very early stages that we can help mold. Right. And create, like, add something into this awesome product. Like, everyone's adding their own spice, their own flavor to create something that's going to be this delicious meal of an event.
That
hopefully just keeps getting better and better.
Right. And I have no doubt that it will. So, with that being said, what is, for this to keep moving forward, you know, if you had, and I'm sure everyone in the High Rocks company has a different word, so, you know, we'll just have to get everyone on here eventually. But, you know, what is one word that you would want someone to take and keep to, you know, to make that association with High Rocks? So, like, for me, it was the one word I would probably have to go with, test. Because it's been many, many years since I've truly been tested. And I love being tested and testing myself. But after, you know, 2, 3, 4 years of, and I mean, I jumped off of an 84-inch box and then vertically jumped like 20 inches off of the rebound. That right there is crazy. That just physically and anatomically, that's pretty nuts. And still, even after that, there was very little fulfillment. It was very like, yeah, so like, what do I do now? Jump off of a 100-inch box? Like, but things like that. So for me, that word would be, you know, test. And I'm sure that my boy Jeff and Bobby would say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And so, I want to know, you know, from your point of view, what's one word that you would hope people take, or one word that you've taken from this experience so far?
So I thought about this question for a long time because the first word that came to mind was like awesome. But I'm like, that's not a good word.
Yeah, right.
Take that
right
out.
Let's like, get a little deeper.
Get a little deeper. And
but that's good. That's how you feel though.
It is. That's like my initial reaction to it because I see the way people feel when they finish and I see the encouragement of right, everyone that's watching, you know.
Amazing.
So the word that I think I would use is inspiring, because even if you feel tested, even if you feel challenged, the hope is that you feel inspired to come back
right
and to beat your time, or to look at the rankings and see that person's time that was right before yours and work to beat them. You know,
no
I
doubt.
Hope that people feel inspired to bring a friend, compete with a friend,
Yeah. Share
this experience, it's free for spectators. I hope they feel inspired to bring people that they love and know to watch and cheer them on. I mean, it feels great when you've got someone you know at the finish line. And this sounds like super cheesy and it sounds like fiction, but my first event that I worked was in New York, which was in December. And the last guy was at the last person to finish the entire race. All right. He was at the wall ball station and he did like six, you know, and then he stops. Then he stands up and he does like two and he stops.
Yeah.
And he was gassed. I mean, he was not feeling well. I mean, this guy was, he was in pro, he was in the pro wave. And,
I feel it, brother. I feel it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you see this, trust me, I feel you.
But every single person, and this happens at all of our events, but New York was my first one, so it really impacted me. Every single person that was there got into the wall ball workout zone, and they were cheering him on. And I was like, oh, I'm going to cry. I shouldn't cry. This is unprofessional. I can't cry. And so I was recording everyone. I'm recording this guy's last few reps and people are just screaming and he finished the race, right? He completed
awesome.
It. He crossed that finish line. And I saw him again in Dallas.
Oh, word.
And I said, I didn't want to say like, you're the guy that finished last, but I was like, you look familiar. And he goes, I'm the guy that finished last. I said, oh, and I said, you know, what are you competing in this time? He's like, well, I think pro was a little too hard, so I'm going to do doubles. And he and a friend competed in doubles, and they got like second in doubles.
Dude, that's so cool.
And I was like, this is just like someone who comes in last that is struggling and then says, I'm coming back. I'm just going to do it again.
Man,
like, that's what I want people to feel, and that's what I feel watching it, and that's what we all feel. So like I hope people feel inspired to just keep coming.
No doubt. Yeah, I love that. I definitely inspired is a great word to use, because I definitely felt that immediately after. And like, you know, we all have gone through all different kinds of things in our lives, and for me, I've gone through a lot of crazy training for football and through many different sports, just in preparation for football. And I've felt beaten down physically many times, and never have I felt physically what I felt after the High Rocks, like that moment. I've never had 1 2-hour stint that I felt like that afterwards. Still yet, I've never been as inspired immediately after a 2-hour workout like I was after that. So
and
that's
a
really great word.
I think a lot of you know, what you're saying and how you're feeling, it comes so naturally to people that are naturally competitive.
Right.
Like you and I and a lot of people that are on the High Rocks team and a lot of my close friends, we played sports our whole life.
Yeah.
And we don't ever want to lose. And we don't ever... So when we're tired, we don't know how to stop. All we know is I hope I can keep pushing, because I'm going to keep pushing. Yeah. We're going to see what happens.
Right.
But in that same vein, it's like people that just want to experience it and aren't competing to win They're fine afterwards. They feel tested, right? Sure. It's not like everyone that does this is going to feel dead the way that you did.
Right. Yeah. No. It's not the case. Yeah.
Yeah. But for people that are competitive by nature, it's like, it is the ultimate test. You're like a perfect person to do High Rocks.
I'm telling you, I was telling people, I'm like, man, I literally, like, there are probably a few other people that would be the perfect test group for something like this, because I see it as an art, like, to be able to manifest this. I mean, you look at it just from the ground up. So, like I said, being a part of that initial conversation, they check the boxes, they're ready to go. Okay, boom. So now they have like all these different demographics in mind. And then when you think about this, what are the stats? Like 99.8% of all high school athletes end up never playing, you know, past college and whatnot. So why not create something that truly is going to, you know, impact these people's, you know, their hearts and, you know, still give them something that's, you know, a part of what they love, whether they do it every day still or not. You know, this could be something that sparks a lot of people's involvement in just, you know, maintaining, you know, a healthy lifestyle and just being more attentive. And even for me, like, it took my nutrition up a whole nother level, just because I was like, that I couldn't do that. I can't perform like that. That's not me. I'm not okay with it. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that nutrition was a big part of it. And so, yeah, there I was, you know, taking care of things that I hadn't necessarily gotten that kick in the ass yet. Like, yeah, let's make sure we're actually staying on top of it. I'm just, you know, without that test, it was a lack of inspiration because I had no true goals in terms of what I wanted to be doing, because I'm not a visual, like, workout to get bigger biceps anymore. I did all that. I got all the injuries, and it's just not my thing personally. So, you know, that was where that came from.
And but then, that's a great point too. I mean, it's, you know, it's, if you're, and how do I put that? How do I say this eloquently?
We don't have to worry about being eloquent. My ESPN name was Confrontational Colin, so people know what to expect anytime I get on air.
Yeah. No, I mean, the hope is that because these workouts are all so functional that people don't get injured.
100%.
So, like, that's a great point. Like, a lot of people experience all of these injuries through, you know, training for only one sport and not doing enough cross training or functional training. Yeah. And so this kind of takes care of that. I mean, I think... Yeah. This is a way that people can compete in a sport,
right?
That's not going to lend itself to those injury-prone movements.
Yeah,
and the training for it, like what you guys did at Body District. I mean, as a High Rocks gym, you know, getting your members on board and to train the same way. It's not like they're only training for the event. They're training in a much healthier, safer way.
Right.
Than they would without this ultimate goal in mind.
Yeah. And, you know, like with us, we have a partner, Kinetic Center Dallas. It's a sport rehab and, you know, muscle repair and just muscle quality clinic. And the High Rocks actually got even more people to be attentive to what they do, because I kept telling people, you know, this is why I'm into the High Rocks. And so people started gravitating towards the idea of it. Mind you, the workouts I was putting people through at the gym probably deterred some of them from going to the High Rocks, because they
saw some videos.
Yeah, some of it was kind of crazy. I'm not even gonna lie. And so I ended up easing up, but that muscle, just the muscle quality, is something that I preach a lot to people. And so being able to train for the High Rocks, there was a lot of stability work, a lot of mobility work. There was a ton of mind to muscle connection focus while we were going through 40 minute AMRAPs and things like that. At the same time, you had 20 minutes of, you know, real hardcore recovery and stability focus and things like that, that a lot of people would never put into their programming, but because we said, you know, let's stay along the lines of what HYROX is promoting, you know, let's focus on the body for real, and started teaching people about why their ankle is important and why they're, you know, focusing on balance and things that we take way too much for granted. But it's, like I said, that holistic approach, it was something that it kind of brought some of us back to the basics that we need, mm-hmm. and that we tend to let go of, you know, way too often, yeah. when we try to get a little too fancy. So, you know, I just had to show my appreciation for that. And then, yeah, there we go. I want to make sure I get to this. So two questions that I want to get to before this 40-minute timer stops me. So what is HYROX looking for right now in terms of the online and, you know, maybe what you have in terms of the community moving forward whenever we get to gyms? But what is HYROX looking for from the online community? What are these at-home workouts comprised of, and what's the goal of the at-home workouts? And then I just want to know a little bit more about you yourself, you know, Lauren, where are you from? How'd you come up on HYROX? Background, all that good stuff.
Okay, cool. well, for the home series, the HYROX home series, that's our at-home workout series that we're doing right now. And first of all, I don't even know the workouts before they're posted. None of us do. One person posts these workouts every Sunday, and you have until Friday to complete it. We are all required to do them. Great. Most of the time we do them on a status call where our one CEO keeps time, and then we all do them all together.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they're rep-based, and they don't take a long time. It's they're short burst workouts. And it's all functional movements. It's all body weight. So our week one workout was 2 minutes on, 1 minute off of burpees, then squats, then lunges, then sit-ups. And you added up all of your reps and you submitted them to throwdowns. And I am telling you, Colin, I was dead. I was dead after this workout.
Yeah.
What was that, 8 minutes? I submit my score online. I was in 139th place. I'm like, how did 138 people get so much better? And then the second week's workout, which closes tomorrow, so you still have time, is it's a 1 minute EMOM, but it's 10 air squats, right? 10 squats, and then one burpee in the first minute. Then 10 squats, 2 burpees in the second minute. You go up as high as you can until you can't complete the number of burpees within the minute. Again, that
that's a beast.
And our CEO was watching on a Google Hangout, timing me, laughing at me because I was like bent over. But it's fun, you know. It's a way we're giving prizes out every week for whoever gets the top score. But it's just a way to, you know, we're all about competition. So it's a way for people to compete a little bit more, and awesome. Everyone else is doing, you know, live workouts, and those are amazing. Those are fantastic. I've been doing them, with a gym, but it's, you know, it's a heavily saturated space. So we wanted to provide something a little bit different.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. So let me not even get on my rant and tangent on that note. I'm going to just go ahead and let you tell everybody, you know, who you are, where you're from, how you came up on HYROX, anything and everything that they need to know about you and your team.
Cool. I'll keep it quick. So I'm from Virginia, like the Virginia Beach area. I moved up to New York about 6 years ago, and I've worked in advertising for many years. And my parents own an event planning company. So I've been around, and I've played sports my whole life. I played volleyball and I ran track. So I was around the sports side. I grew up in an event planning family. I worked in corporate advertising for a while. So was over advertising, started working as a personal trainer, And I was approached by someone at High Rocks who asked, hey, do you want to be a head judge at our New York event? I was like, absolutely, yes. I already had like kind of looked into High Rocks. I heard they were coming, so I was familiar with the event, and
yeah,
I was excited about it. So I came and I was a head judge, and the CEO came up to me and he said, can you come to the office tomorrow? I said, why? And he's like, we want you to have like closer ties to this company. Nice. And I was like, praise. This, it just was perfect timing, because I'm still a trainer. I still do all of my group fitness and personal training.
That's awesome.
But I work with this team in the office every single day, and it's a very unique perspective to be dealing with clients daily, and then to be building an event and a concept and a community that's like parallel to that.
100%.
And I absolutely love it. And like I said, it's awesome to be a part of something in the early stages and help grow it into the final product.
That's great. I just love hearing that. And I love the beginning and the end and the process. Like, I'm all about the process. So,
you know what? You never ever know where you're going to end up. And I've always been someone who doesn't plan super far ahead, and people look down on that, but I just kind of am a firm believer of, you know, when timing meets opportunity, awesome things happen. And I've never had anything go as planned. It always gets derailed in beautiful ways. So I just accept that.
Same here. I've got plenty of stories that I can share with you on all that stuff. And so we'll have to hop on another call sometime. But for now, before Zoom cuts us off, I'm going to cut us off. Lauren, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. This was a great first episode, and I'm looking forward to continuing to grow our relationship and Body District and High Rocks' relationship, and you know, meet the rest of the team, whether it's virtually or whenever we're able to travel, handling that situation that way. So for now, Lauren, again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Colin.
Yes, absolutely. This was the first Gassed Up or Passed Up Twitch stream, coming to you all soon. This will be released on the podcast, gasseduporpassedup.life. Type it in the web browser. Follow me on Instagram. Follow Lauren on Instagram. I'm going to tag her and put all these tags on this OBS stream. So for now, we're out. Lauren, have a wonderful day and weekend, and I will talk to you soon.
Stay safe. See you later.
All right. You too. Bye. Thank you.